USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With our bipartisan infrastructure framework and our Build Back Better plan, I think we can turn this great movement into an economic boom for some time to come.
President Biden's comments during his second cabinet meeting, the president also saying America is finally experiencing an economic boom following the coronavirus pandemic.
It's helped create 3 million jobs, more than any administration has done in the first 6 months of being in office.
The number two House Republican is pointing to the Delta variant as the reason he got vaccinated against the coronavirus, Steve Scalise rolling up his sleeve over the weekend in his home state of Louisiana, the Louisiana Republican describing the vaccine as safe and effective. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email bill@rockstar.today.
Republicans are being named to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's House Select Committee on the January 6th Capitol attack.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has made his choices to sit on the special House committee created to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Politico reporting that the five Republicans that will sit on the committee are Jim Banks of Indiana, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Rodney Davis of Illinois, Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota, and Troy Nels of Texas. If approved by the Speaker, they'll join the eight representatives selected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, including Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, to sit on the investigatory committee that will hold its first hearing on July 27th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A group of bipartisan senators want to redefine congressional war powers in an effort to restrict military commands from the president. Senators Bernie Sanders, Mike Lee, and Chris Murphy are introducing a bill that would require a president to seek congressional approval before committing military resources. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As coronavirus cases continue to spike across the country, doctors are speaking out as far as what you can do to protect yourself against the Delta variant.
As 56% of all Americans have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, nearly half of America is vaccinated. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb on CBS News says if you don't have the vaccine, you will get the Delta variant.
This variant is so contagious that it's going to infect the majority of them. Most people will either get vaccinated or have been previously infected, or they will get this Delta variant. And for most people who get this Delta variant, it's going to be the most serious virus that they get in their lifetime.
Dr. Maury McCary on Fox News concurs with some asterisks.
Well, I know Dr. Gottlieb very well, and he's absolutely correct. But remember, about half of those unvaccinated already had the infection. They've got natural immunity, which has proven durable despite its dismissal by the current public health administration. So that leaves about 15% or less of the population.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York's Attorney General is announcing a $1.9 billion settlement with three major opioid distributors. Cardinal Health, McKesson Corporation, and AmerisourceBergen have all agreed to pay up. Attorney General Lolita James saying the settlement holds these companies accountable for the opioids that have killed hundreds of thousands of people, not only in the state, but the rest of the nation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.